In a week that may genuinely go down as historic, both a former president and a sitting president have spoken openly about aliens and UFOs, and the reaction has been immediate. Are we watching the early stages of something significant, or just another moment that fades away? Because in the last 24 hours, major voices inside the UFO world have responded, and what they're saying adds an entirely new layer to this story. Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and what a show we have here. Jay Stratton, Lou Elizondo, Chris Mellon, members of the Senate and Congress have all weighed in on Obama and Trump's comments, and here's what you need to know. A reminder, folks, off the back of former President Obama saying aliens are real, the follow-up statement saying it was based on probability, and President Trump was asked on board Air Force One about his thoughts. He then claimed Obama could be in trouble giving away classified information. We still don't have a follow-up on exactly what that information may or may not be. He then quickly sent out a message saying he was instructing relevant agencies to release files on aliens, UFOs and UAP based on the incredible interest. And that has got us to this point. So many folks in the world of UFOs have now spoken out in major, major positions, and I'm going to bring some of those statements to you now, because based on what this first statement's going to say, I think we're going to see a lot of reaction to this quickly, and not just reaction, but perhaps actual action. And that's something that's going to come up in this pod. No better place to start than with Congressman Jared Moskowitz of Florida, who has given us his take, but also a great insight into, like I say, what we may see this coming week off the back of President Trump's announcement. So, funnily enough, he appeared with Brian Tyler Cohen, who much of this started off with. It was his show where Obama made the comment about aliens being real. Again, I'm going to stress, this isn't the first time Obama's made comments like this, and that can't be overlooked, but it's this particular time that it's caught on, that it's caught fire. He made some interesting comments, and this is Jared Moskowitz now, about what we may see coming this week, including talking about how he and his colleagues have been stonewalled when trying to get information on this as part of that oversight committee. Why were people from the government trying to stop the language getting into bills? Talking about that UAP Disclosure Act, the whistleblower bill. He said, if there's nothing here, if it's all fake and it doesn't exist, then why are people from government trying to stop this from coming out? Yes, big call from Moskowitz that. And that's a really big point. And that's the kind of thing that's going to be missed out on by mainstream media. That's a huge follow-up to what Obama and then Trump has said. If this isn't real, if this is all fake, then what are they stopping? What are they stopping coming out? I think, and he says, this is a quote, folks, I think you'll maybe see this week a bunch of us in Congress do a press conference on a bipartisan basis to try and talk about more disclosure, to take the president's words and say, okay, now let's turn this into action. And bang, that's it for me. That's important, turning the words into action. As I'll finish off the show later talking through your points, and I see so many folks online asking, is this a big distraction? Is this just a word salad? Is this an empty promise? You know, why has this happened now? The action off the back of the words is going to be what makes this historical or not. He finishes strong in that piece by saying, let's get some of these documents out of the Pentagon and released to the American public. Just though, from here, I'd like to remind our good friends over in America, this is very much something that's going to have a worldwide implication. Let's not forget that. I'm still curious if we're going to see any movement in the UK. Our news cycle is very much still dominated by the arrest of disgraced former Prince Andrew, I think, as we now have to call him, and his whole Epstein connection stuff and misconduct during duty and royal official duty. That seems to be the big story still. Not that the UFO stuff hasn't been covered. It certainly has. I've been very fortunate to be asked to do a few different news channels, including one in Dubai, which was new for me. And I very much enjoyed that on there. All those clips are online and I'm sticking them up on the Patreon and stuff like that and the YouTube channel for folks to see. So thank you for the nice comments on those. I try and represent everyone equally. Jay Stratton has made comments in a statement, the former head of the UAP task force, who has one of the most anticipated books on the subject due out soon, you know, when is that going to be, you know, soon. His words now carry, I think, an even greater weight in the light of what has just unfolded and what the contents of that book may be. His statement read, "President Trump's announcement is a landmark occasion for us all. After years of fighting for disclosure behind the scenes, I couldn't be prouder to be part of this turning point in human history. Congratulations and thank you to Dan Farah for making the truly groundbreaking film, The Age of Disclosure. Less than 3 months after the film's release, two US presidents acknowledge non-human intelligent life exists and President Trump has issued a historic disclosure order. We are all living in the age of disclosure. There will be more watershed moments and issues to face ahead, but I hope all of humanity celebrates this moment." Just my opinion, folks, but I feel it's a little bit much to be insinuating that the release of Age of Disclosure had this big effect. I mean, maybe it did. Maybe I'm being unfair, but for me, that diminishes the work of everyone else involved in this topic for years. I think they're just jumping on the bandwagon a little bit there to promote that documentary. That documentary came out a year ago. It was premiered a year ago. People saw it a year ago. This isn't because of the Age of Disclosure documentary, in my opinion, being released. This is the culmination of a lot of other things. This could even just be the culmination of Trump being pissed Obama said what he said and it got the attention it did. But we don't know at the moment, and it's okay to say we don't know. Lou Elizondo has made a statement and also appeared on with Chris Cuomo on News Nation. So on X, he said, "Thank you, President Trump, and to those in your administration, as well as those in past administrations who fought for the same goal. Thank you to Congress, to the media, to the whistleblowers, and to the American people, whose faith and persistence made this moment possible. This is the culmination of many years of effort, years in which families, careers, and personal safety were often placed at risk simply to have this conversation. I am deeply, deeply grateful to witness this day and to honour those who helped begin this journey in 2007, most notably Senator Harry Reid, Senator Daniel Inouye, and Senator Ted Stevens. As we move forward toward greater disclosure and transparency, my hope is that this moment brings people together. I have always believed that America is strong enough to face the truth and that the American people deserve nothing less. I am proud to have been a part of this effort." And he tagged Donald Trump's X account at the end of that. Now, during Lou Elizondo's appearance with Chris Cuomo, Cuomo mentioned this goes back to sightings in World War II, the Foo Fighters and the pilots reporting those. He does mention that Trump did say he would do something about this before he came into office, and he didn't. Why should we be expecting something to happen now? Which is a fair point for Cuomo to raise, and a lot of you have also mentioned that online in the various discussions. Lou Elizondo mentions in Congress and that Congress and the like have seen extraordinary things, that the data points to a pattern, that these are all not just ours and foreign adversarial technologies. Cuomo also mentions the president using this to pivot away from people talking about other things. I'm going to put my neck out on the line there and suggest he meant the Epstein stuff. So yeah, that was Lou Elizondo's stuff. A few more for you, because there were so many people commenting about this online. A couple more. I'm going to give you Chris Mellon, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and then a different take on this from Sean Kirkpatrick. Chris Mellon, former Deputy Secretary, Assistant Secretary of Defence for Intelligence, said, "To the extent they follow through, this is an enormously positive development, and I commend the administration for taking this step. That said, virtually all relevant documents are classified, and identifying and declassifying them will be a lengthy and complex process. My concern is that an executive branch effort, if snarled in turf fights and classification nuances, could end up being misleadingly partial or incomplete, as we have seen recently with other unrelated disclosure efforts. I'd encourage Congress to support the administration's intent by enacting a legislative framework that concretely structures, authorises and directs a comprehensive disclosure process, both to encourage and help the Trump administration actually get this done." And I think that, again, is really important. We're looking here at what action has to actually happen. This isn't a case of some file cabinets being unlocked and papers being thrown for folks to read through. I don't know if some of these people are getting at the Presidential Review Board, which was a big part of that UAP Disclosure Act that has failed to go through on multiple occasions. That may be something we have to do here. This may be an effort that has to go on for years. This may be something that will require, not maybe, it will require multiple individuals to work on this across different disciplines and different parties and different backgrounds. And it's probably going to take more than this administration and the next US presidential administration or even beyond to get this done to an acceptable level. But yeah, And then Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she says, I've been pushing for years for increased disclosure and transparency around UAPs. My work to establish and strengthen the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office has already brought about significant progress in improving inter-agency coordination, data collection and engagement with the public. But there's still more to be done, and the American people's interest in UAPs only continue to grow. I urge the administration to follow through on this directive, and I'll keep fighting to elevate this issue in Congress so that we can reduce the stigma around reporting and ensure UAP records are being properly disclosed and made public. And listen, let's be fair, I always like to give both sides a defence on these arguments. We've heard from a lot of pro-UFO folks here. Let's hear from former ARRO director Sean Kirkpatrick, who had his say with formerly UFO-friendly journalist, but no longer, Stephen Greenstreet, and they weren't exactly excited about this. Let me read through a little transcript of their conversation. Stephen Greenstreet said, I'm curious what your thoughts are on the recent hoopla of Obama saying aliens were real and Trump saying he's going to mandate a wide release of UFO and alien files. Since you had access to all these files, well, Director of ARRO, what can the public expect to see if and when such files are released? Kirkpatrick said, most files of interest have been released, including the ones I had declassified on Kona Blue. We worked hard among the National Archives and all of the supporting archives to find and release the documents in accordance with congressional direction. The public will likely see just as much new responses as when Congress passed further legislation instructing industry to come clean on the alien tech they were supposedly hiding. The public shouldn't expect any further revelations, as there really aren't any. Sometimes the truth isn't what you want to believe. Again, some of these documents were the ones which were full pages of nothing but redactions, including of shapes of UAP, remember, folks? We couldn't see the shapes, remember? Greenstreet then followed up with, UFO believers are claiming victory at Trump's announcement, using it as evidence of the government's acknowledging aliens have visited Earth via extraterrestrial UFOs. Your response? Again, folks, note the language being used here, and I like to think I'm pretty sensible on this. It's very, very biased on the other side of it. This isn't neutral. Kirkpatrick followed up, only the truly naive and rationally challenged would claim this is an admission. This is both a distraction and a diversion from the fact that we're about to attack Iran and a response to Obama's public attention on the matter. Greenstreet asked him any other thoughts on this new development. Kirkpatrick said, I expected this would eventually happen for a variety of reasons. I think this is a further waste of taxpayer money and valuable time when we have far more existential matters to worry about. When no new revelations occur, there will be an outcry of conspiracy and cover-up. When videos are released without analysis or explanation, there will be a flurry of pseudoscience and uneducated speculation to fill the gaps. Now, that'll probably be true, regardless. We are rapidly slipping back into the dark ages and out of enlightenment, and our leadership is leading the way. Now, that is Sean Kirkpatrick and Stephen Greenstreet sticking to the party line. No change, that is not unexpected. At this point, I think I'd be more concerned if either Kirkpatrick or Greenstreet saw this as a positive and pivoted back to being friendly on the topic. Remember, again, folks, and this is no disrespect to Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, he also didn't remember being in a meeting with Brandon Fugel and co of Skinwalker Ranch on the subject of UFOs, denied it happened, and then photographic evidence was provided of said meeting. So read into that what you will. But listen, folks, it's been a hell of a week. Let's get to some of your thoughts on what's happened this week. And also, hopefully, on YouTube and video platforms like Spotify Premium. And again, Spotify Premium, folks, is if you pay for the podcast through Spotify. That was my wording. I've changed the lighting up a little bit, and hopefully it's all right and a little bit better than it normally is. I know it's quite dark in the shed, but I am literally in a shed, as I have said many, many times. But over to listener thoughts from the shed. Theo says, we all know exactly what this will look like. Pages and pages of redacted material hiding anyone complicit in lying to and or defrauding humanity. And for this administration, it's another distraction tactic. It will undermine disclosure, not advance it. Duffy says, he'll do anything to distract from Epstein. Sadly, nothing will come from this. Him just tweeting won't do anything without actually law being enacted, etc., etc. And Duffy, that last part is definitely correct. The tweet doesn't mean anything without action off the back of it. But like I say, with Moskowitz, a Democrat, saying what he's saying, a bipartisan press conference being held next week, if you can get Luna, Moskowitz and co standing side by side, given the political tensions right now in the States and worldwide, that would say something, I think. And that has power, that has weight behind it for me. Jonathan says, great to hear a breaking news podcast on this so soon, Andy. Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you to those appreciating. I'm trying to get these out pretty quick now, and the smaller pods. And you'll hear at the end of the podcast soon about the interviews coming this week. I just hope Trump is sincere, but I worry it's a stunt and the end result will be nothing to see here or national security issues. I'm hopeful and a little excited for sure, but this is an opportunity for everyone to not allow the Trump administration to drop the ball on this. Behind all the gushing applause from Burchett, Luna and Burleson, please push Trump hard to follow through. I also fear the mainstream media will barely take notice as always. I did see some folks on the Discord chat saying that even in their news cycles, it was starting to disappear and go quiet. It's the weekend, folks. That can happen. And I think this is very much on the journalists who are boots on the ground in the White House and around the United States to keep pressure on this next week. And any UK-based journalist to follow up on this. I was on a podcast, the episode isn't out yet, I don't think, unless it came out, I've not checked, called The Bunker. News Without the Noise, and that is run by journalists, and they talked to me for about half an hour on the UFO topic. So yeah, that was a fun discussion to be had on there, and that's not usually a news station or channel that would cover the topic, so hopefully you get to check that one out, folks. It's called The Bunker. Jody said, thank you for your analysis, Andy. However, we all know this is going nowhere fast. Case in point, see Arrow. And yeah, I think we've got to remember, Arrow had its direction under Kirkpatrick. It then had its temporary direction under Phillips, Tim Phillips. It is now under the direction of John Kozlowski. So let's see what happens, and maybe Arrow gets a new remit with Trump pushing for whatever it seems he may be pushing for. Monet says, I'm ready to jump up, but not quite yet. So yeah, tempering expectations, a bit like myself. I'm intrigued, I'm excited. But Erin then goes on to mention, I relate to your nervousness, Andy, about disclosure. I've always had mixed feelings about it. It's akin to finally moving out of your parents' house. Scary, but exciting and full of adventure. Absolutely, Erin. I had some great times in the early days, but I am not ashamed to say, in my youth, I ended up back at my parents' house a couple of times. And maybe you're right there, and I love my analogies. Maybe this is one of those times that we pack up our boxes, we move out our parents' house into the big, bad world. Maybe we end up back at our parents' house for a short time before moving out again. I think sometimes you have to go two steps forward, one step back to keep progressing. But let's see what happens. And David says, finishing up here, if there are UFO and alien files to be released, then it follows that they exist, or, to put it simply, that they're real. If I were an optimist, I'd call this a first step towards disclosure, though with a lowercase d, still no cigar. I think from looking around on social media, folks, reading your comments and such, there's still a feeling this is a bit of a distraction tactic for many. Right now, we need to see how this plays out. If it's a distraction, how far does President Trump take said distraction? Does it still lead to some kind of disclosure, a partial disclosure? Does it trigger the old catastrophic disclosure we've heard so much about? I'm expecting more news this week now as the news media in the US follow up on this. Journalists have to be asking about this. Now the impending conflict with Iran may change things, but still, I can't see this being walked back now. It's too big a statement, too big an action. Where it actually goes, we'll find out in time. That's all for this one, folks. It has been a news-heavy week. I'm exhausted, but a little bit energised by this, which is great. A few interviews are being recorded in the coming days. Richard Dolan had to delay by a couple of days, so that one's being recorded and released the middle of next week, but it will be a packed discussion. I do now have Timothy Alberino on the pod this Sunday, which will release on Monday. If you're not familiar with Tim, he's an author, explorer, and independent researcher, known best for investigating ancient civilizations, biblical history, forbidden archaeology, and the possible connection to the UFO phenomenon. From expeditions in Peru, studying massive megalithic structures, to examining the possibility that non-human intelligence interacted with humanity in the ancient world, Tim weaves together a theology, alternative history, and modern UFO discourse into a provocative narrative that challenges conventional timelines and mainstream scientific assumptions. He is a guest that many of you have asked for over the years, and finally, I've managed to get put together. So I hope you enjoy this weekend update, folks. Whether you've listened to it on this weekend, please remember, if you are on audio platforms, make sure you follow on your platform. Leave me a 5-star review if you haven't done so yet. And a little comment always goes a long way. On YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. All makes a huge, huge difference. And on the main videos, like and comment. again, that really helps me, helps with the algorithm, and you have to play the algorithm these days, folks. I hope you enjoy this content and the way it's put out. I'm trying to evolve it still in a way that I'm true to the way I've always done things, but keep up with the times as well, and what fascinating and interesting times we certainly live in. So thank you for all your support. Thanks to all of you who have signed up to memberships on YouTube, on audio platforms, on Patreon over the last couple of weeks, all making a massive difference as always. And thank you so much, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little grass.